The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to The Barrington Show with your hosts, Barrington and Mary, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, dial 905-725-1907. Toll free in North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-5477. Send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, your hosts of The Barrington Show, Barrington and Mary.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And today I'm pretty excited, not because we've been having great weather, but because we're doing a show and you're with us. So everybody's going to join in. We're going to do an awesome show today. And we have a couple of topics that we're going to touch on. Some of them are deep and others not so deep. We have talk today about forgiveness. That's what we definitely want to do, is talk about forgiveness and your role in forgiving you or anybody else who's crossed you the wrong way. So forgiveness is absolutely important. We're going to touch on that topic. We're also going to talk about living your dream and staying with it. The statutiveness that gets you from point A, from realizing the dream, to point B, where it actualizes, shows up, and it fulfills whatever you'd set out your goals to be. So the important thing here is to live your dream. That's our second topic. So we're going to go ahead and turn you over to Mary, and she will tell us what this show is all about, if you're at least a bit curious.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening. Okay, the purpose of the Barrington Show is to assist us all to have a better lifestyle, to improve the way that we live through eating healthy, through meditation, through moving our body, and other incredible ways that we can become more aware. So what we're doing is we're awakening to a greater awareness. We're awakening to what is within us so that we can become involved more with what we're all about, why we're here, and that greater awareness, that wisdom that dwells internally, so we can tap into that intuitive guidance system, our gut feeling, whatever we want to call that, to be able to understand what it is to be the best that you can be, your best self. So throughout the shows, we talk about healing the body. We talk about what the body requires as far as healthy food, hydrating. We talk about meditation and the importance of meditation, because it does connect to the body's function in releasing melatonin, for example, which also is a powerful antioxidant. So that's one example. And the power of thought. Barrington talks a lot about thinking positively and having that within your life stream so that you can be happy. So we're all about healthy, happy, and we're about thinking positively and changing our life to be better. Okay, so does that help there, Barrington?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. The journey to realization or to become more self-conscious, for a higher consciousness. It's a long journey. And we want to make sure that you're in the right vehicle to take that journey. You know, your body, your mind, your state of mind, everything is ready to do the journey. So we do topics like talk about meditation to prep yourself, talk about exercise, move your body around a little bit. We talk about eating the right food to make sure you're the best so you can take this journey. And part of this is going right back to what I said earlier about forgiveness. And if you forgive, if you learn to forgive, you cut that emotional tie with that thing that you're not forgiven. You let it go. Let it go. You cut the ties and you will be happier moving forth. Forgiveness is very important. This morning, I got a phone call from a good friend of mine, Wayne, his beautiful wife, Jen, who are listening to us in Sutton today. And Wayne said, if the teeth bites the tongue, the tongue has to forgive the teeth. Because if you don't do that, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. So if the teeth bites the tongue, then you have to forgive the tongue, the teeth. I'm so sorry I'm messing this up, and he's probably laughing at me. But it's profound, and it's important. You know, if you choose to take the teeth out, you're going to lose. And if you choose to be mad at it, not eat again, you're definitely going to lose. And, you know, the tongue is a vicious, the teeth is a vicious thing. It goes about biting your tongue, bites your cheek, bites your fingers, bites a whole bunch of things. But you have to forgive it. And that brings us to our lesson in forgiveness.
Forgiveness if the teeth have done wrong.
If someone has done wrong. Yeah, if you've built up an animosity towards somebody, they've done something that you don't agree with. So you need to forgive them. You need to let it go.
All right. So in forgiving, I know you've talked to me about this. We've had a week-long discussion about it. And the main point of what you have given to me is that by forgiving, what we're doing is disconnecting from the emotion. We're releasing the emotion that is connected to that which is the experience that requires the forgiving from the person or people.
Or group, you know, or maybe even government, state, anything. As long as you're carrying animosity, you're connected to that entity with
through emotion.
Right. And so if you let it go, then you're free. And there's a lot of freedom and freeness in forgiving.
Okay, so forgiving is letting go of the connection to the emotion so that one can move on and not carry that heaviness. There's a lightness involved is how you explained it to me.
Right. It allows you to grow. Right? You're not forgiven. Somebody's tying you to something, you know, and your growth will occur once you've made that freedom. You let it go. It's hard to do. I'm not suggesting, you know, you go back in your mind and find out all the people who's done wrong to you or whatever and say, okay, fine, you're all forgiven. That's not what I'm suggesting. I'm saying take a look at it and just try to see how it's impacting your life today. You know, I know for certain you're not going to be able to embrace what's coming towards you if you're busy holding on what's behind you. So you need to know how to let go, let free yourself and move on. And in doing so, this is what we talk about in forgiving. You have to forgive.
Okay, so if I was to go back through my past, and I'm fortunate to not have too much there that I need to take a look at, but if I'm looking through everything and I'm feeling there's an emotion there, then I haven't truly forgiven. Is that an example?
That's a good example.
Okay.
If, you know, that person or thing may still be holding on to you.
And we have to remember that by holding on to the emotion, you're affecting the nervous system. You're affecting different functions that are happening in your body. So you're slowing down your vibration. Things happen when we are holding on to the emotion.
It affects almost every part of you. Because try to imagine dragging a heavy load behind you. You know, you're using up extra muscle and strength and probably even shoes. You're using up a lot of your energies to hold on to that not forgiven.
And so, that also includes forgiving oneself if they feel they need to do which is just letting go of the emotion that has tied you into that experience. So there's got to be logic and wisdom within that experience. We have to be able to look and say, what did I really learn from that to improve the quality of life, to improve the experiences that one is going to have in the future?
Well, we're here now, so I'm going to open that up. The forgiveness for yourself is huge. That is the biggest thing you could do, is to forgive yourself. You have to forgive you for whatever mistake you may have made or decisions that you've made a while back and now you don't feel that way anymore. You need to step up, analyze the situation, and learn to forgive yourself. And you ask somebody, if you've done them wrong, to forgive you. But more importantly, forgive you for what you have done.
And they say forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. We have an email here, Barrington, from Mike from Toronto. Hello, Barrington and Mary. Excellent topic today. What a wonderful way to start the day. Forgiveness. Thank you for that.
Mike, thank you, Mike. thank you. And I hope it's not only Mike that agrees with learning and needing to forgive. It sounds very small, but when you look into it, you'll realize a lot of what where you are today is because you were probably angry with somebody or you've carried a malice in your heart. Just let it go. Learn to forgive and embrace what's coming towards you.
I remember when I first started to talk to you about this certain topic, and I said, well, why would I need to forgive anyone when I didn't do anything and I'm not a part of it, so I can just move on and do what I need to do next in the world? So I didn't quite understand where you were coming from as far as the forgiveness, because I didn't think I needed to do that. I thought, okay, I didn't create or manifest what happened, and it's for that person in their life journey to figure out what they want to do with it. And I separated myself from it, said, well, it's not mine, and I carried on. And then I started to talk to you about a past relationship and realized I had emotion there. And then I thought, oh, okay, maybe I haven't totally forgiven what happened in that past relationship. And I took a look at it. So I want to thank you for that, because I didn't get the forgiveness part of it until you explained that it's totally letting go of the emotion.
Totally letting go, where it doesn't matter anymore. And if you have something that you feel for somebody else, and it's not a good thing, it's not a positive thing, you need to cut that quickly, because you're bringing around baggage, extra load. And you will not allow yourself to experience the true love that you need to experience for yourself when you're carrying around that baggage. So cut it free, let it go, and love you.
Thank you. And we've talked about, in other programs, we've talked about self-love. And when you truly, fully, completely love yourself, then you're available to love other people. So we want to think about that today while we're also understanding if we need to forgive ourselves for anything that we've manifested, which is really truly what we do here is to learn and grow through our experiences. So we want to become the best self. So, you know, that's something to think about also, is the self-love aspect of life, you know, and how to address that.
Which is what is very important.
Yes, we have an email from Patty. Thank you, Patty, for emailing. Patty writes, love this show today. How beautiful. Bless you. Thank you so much, Patty.
Thank you, Patty. Thank you very much for that.
And just one more email, Barrington, from Alexis. Hi, Alexis. Okay, hello. I listened to your radio show last week as well. I'm very intrigued by what you are preaching. Where can I get your book again? And your website is? Thank you. Okay. Barrington's book is available at Amazon.ca and Amazon.com. The name of the book is Awaken, Ascension Guide by Barrington, Channeling by Mary. And you can also visit our website at www.barringtonawaken.com. And the Instagram is at Barrington Awaken. So thank you for inquiring. And you are listening to The Barrington Show on Reality Radio 101. Our telephone numbers are local GTA 905-725-1907. In North America, 1-866-905-7325, and worldwide, 1-866-5477. In our email address, we'd love to hear from you today. Drop us a line in studio101@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, and thanks, Alexi.
Alexis.
Alexis.
You got a nickname there.
Okay, thank you very much for this. Now, you're listening to the radio show. You're listening to us talk about forgiveness. You might not think it's for you, or you're not there, or you're probably still a little PO thinking, no way. Okay, fine. If you're not there yet, do consider it.
Yep.
Do consider it, because it's necessary. Forgiveness is absolutely necessary. So you're not there yet. Allow it and see the benefit of giving, letting it go.
And realizing the gift that you're giving to yourself by letting go of any anger or resentfulness or the feeling that you want to get back at someone, because we do what we do, trying to get through our life, learning and discovering, and hopefully we're all wanting to be on that better path, and we believe that we want to have a better life, and sometimes we miss the mark, and it's important that we're able to understand what the experiences are about that we are having and where the wisdom is within those experiences, because there's always something to learn to be able to move on and to have that better lifestyle.
Yeah, the Forgiveness Act actually does make you stronger. It will make you stronger if you just say, I'm going to forgive that person that whatever caused your animosity with them. If you say, I'm going to forgive that person, that's one step towards a better self, a better you. You know, and on the journey that we're trying to get you to go on, we touch on the topics. We touch on all the tough stuff, you know, and we want you to be able to come along and not, you know, not look back, not look back. We're not leading you anywhere bad. We're just saying be prepared for this journey. And part of being prepared involves learning how to forgive, learning how to realize that you're actually a useful entity in life, that you're very important, no matter who you are, what you are, what you're doing, you're very important. All these things are just stacking up for you to take this journey to become realized.
Okay. And the act of disconnecting emotionally is power. There's power.
Absolute
in that for
power.
Oneself.
Absolute power. You'll be kicking up your heels once you've learned how to do that.
You realize that it's not necessary. So what happens is usually when something ill-fated occurs, we can become very emotional. And after a certain amount of time, logic begins to sort of come to the surface and the wisdom to carry on and to do what's right for oneself next and for everyone involved. So the idea is to understand, to get the emotion in out of the way so you can get at the logic and the wisdom. And we have another email from Scott. And Scott wrote to us. Wow, where am I today? Hi, this show is fantastic. Forgiveness soothes the soul. It makes us one with ourself. True love. Thanks for the topic. Awesome.
Thank you, Scott. You nailed
it.
And this is exactly what we're, thank you very much. You know, this is exactly what we're saying. It is going to make you a better person, and you just learn how to relax and not get uptight in any situation, because you've learned to not allow anybody else on the exterior of you to control your emotion or to keep you bonded.
Yes, and remembering that you are allowed to be who and what you are, regardless of what anyone else says or does. So that sort of impacts us in a way that helps us to realize that we are important and we're here very unique. We have very distinctive features, even though Barrington says we come from the one source and we're all part of one family and one love. You're allowed to be your unique self, and it's okay if someone else isn't into that, perfectly fine, because you're here to explore you and to know what you're all about, and becoming your best self should be something that is in your positive thoughts, because then, you know, you really get to have an exceptional life that is complete and full, especially as you're awakening into higher consciousness, where you begin to receive very different information for yourself to hone your intuitiveness, or your those gut feelings that you have, so you can better guide your life.
If you understand, or later on when you get more in depth in what we're trying to say, you will understand that we're all connected to each other. We spoke about that last week and the week before, that we're all connected to the same entity. So if you're mad at somebody, doesn't that mean you're mad at yourself? Isn't that anguish that you may feel, or frustration, whatever, is coming from you, and you're just blaming somebody else? So look at the reason why you're holding on to that string, the thing that you don't want to forgive. Take a good look at it and see how you were involved in that. And just let it go. It's not that easy, as I'm saying, but you can practice it and it will happen.
And I believe that's the main feature here is the logic and the wisdom hasn't kicked in yet because we're still holding the emotion and we feel the suffering. So we have to say, what's the best thing I can do for myself right now? What's the thing I haven't thought of?
Or where do I start this journey?
To really let go and to bring myself to higher ground and to get to where I need to be next. Okay, so we have an email from Beth. Hi, Barrington and Mary. This is Beth. I've read your book, Barrington, and learned a lot. On the topic of forgiveness, it took me years to forgive someone who really hurt me. Is there a quicker way to forgive someone? Are there steps I can take? How do I disconnect emotionally? So I'm going to ask the questions again, Barrington, from the very first one. Is there a quicker way to forgive someone?
I don't know how deep this hurt was. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I do know it's important that you begin doing it and learning the fact that once it's completely gone, don't blame yourself because what happened, happened. And don't take any of that on to you. Look at the situation and practice letting it go. And the more you practice, the easier it becomes. And try to see the light in every step of the way. Try to see the beauty in not having this deep hurt linger on with you.
Yes, and get creative and find a new hobby, find something to do. Connect with people who are positive and truly love you. Get out there in the world and do something you've never done before. And this it helps you to realize that there's more in your future. There's other things to explore and to have for healthy, happy experiences.
And also ask yourself the question, is my life being held captive by that person? Is it worth it? You want to know that. You want to know that you're holding on to that string, that animosity. Is that person that important to you?
Okay, so I'm going to put these two questions on hold for a second because I have something to talk to you about, Barrington. When someone says, I'm sorry, and then they continue to say, I'm sorry, and do the exact same hurtful thing over and over again,
they're not sorry.
They're not sorry.
They're just feeding in your line of bull. If they were sorry, they would stop doing it.
Okay, so what happens in relationships where you're married, you're in a household, maybe you have children, and your partner does the same thing over and over again that's hurtful and then says sorry? What does one do with something like this?
That person is going to have to make a choice. You know, which of these two things do you want to hold on to? That marriage or my freedom? And if you're constantly being told, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, well, you got to know that person's not sorry. I think sorry is just once. You know, you get that get out of jail card once. But to be consistent with it every weekend, you're sorry? No, I don't buy that for a minute. You're not sorry.
Well, I've always thought if one truly is sorry, they fix what they did, make up for what they did.
One time.
Or yes, or they don't do it again.
Once.
Yeah, if it's hurtful. Okay, so let me see here.
So Beth, that is sorry. Sorry, if they're doing it over again, just to answer your question a little bit better, if they're doing it over and over again, no, they're not sorry.
And they've learned the pattern that they just have to say sorry and you'll go
along
with that.
They're playing on your emotion and know which button to press. And, you know, it could be flowers I bring home or new keys to a car or whatever. It doesn't say sorry. It just says, I'm going to do that again and I just want you to be tolerant of it.
Okay. All right. Beth asks, are there steps I can take? So are there steps that are necessary steps to forgive?
Beth, I would say to you, build your strength and make you the strongest possible.
Get the logic and the wisdom in there because then that releases the emotion.
The minute you become more stronger, you're better off to do this battle. So I would say practice forgiving and seeing the benefit of it. And for you, just work on your strength. Be the best person you can be. And in doing that, part of it is letting that hurt go.
Okay, which also answers the last question, which is how do I disconnect emotionally? So you've pretty much answered.
Yeah, if you forgive, the connection is done for you.
Okay.
If you've made that conscious decision to, okay, fine, you're forgiven, that tie is cut instantaneously.
Awesome. Thank you, Barrington. You are listening to The Barrington Show on Reality Radio 101. Local GTA number is 905-725-1907. In North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, we are 1-656-5477. And if you want to drop us an email, please do so at instudio101@gmail.com. Our website is barringtonawaken.com, and our Instagram is @barringtonawaken. Thanks for listening. Okay, we have an email from Brian. Hello, you touched base on yoga. Are you a teacher of this practice? Is that a better way to be in touch with ourselves rather than exercise? I'm just curious about the entire art of yoga. Thank you.
Okay, no, I'm not a teacher. I'm a yogi. I've been practicing yoga now for quite a few years, and I've seen the benefits of it. And yes, I do recommend this as a form of exercise. It aligns the body, the spirit, the mind, everything by doing all these exercises. If you've ever done yoga before, I'm not a teacher, and I don't want to be a teacher. I enjoy going to the class and just letting myself fall into the mood, do the routine, and go home feeling awesome. No, I don't want to take on the responsibility of being a teacher.
Many of the people that I know that are elderly and they've been doing yoga for years, like, it's amazing how their body is not stiff or sore. They have core strength. They're healthy. And they have a certain smoothness and calmness about how they go about life. So it's quite lovely. To begin yoga and to have it as a daily practice is a wonderful thing to have for a life ritual, because it does really take you into your elder years with strength and with the ability to bend over and tie up your shoes and things like that.
Cut your own toenails. One of the things that I've learned about yoga, and I heard this going to classes all the time, that yoga is going to put about 25 more years on your life. Because what it's doing, and if you pay attention to a newborn baby, they're doing yoga and all their moves and their twisting and their turns and whatever. I think we're meant to do this throughout our lives, but we get busy, we take on other things, we're not focused. But if you could get into a yoga program, martial arts, maybe Tai Chi, Qigong, any one of these things out there, it's going to improve your life. And it's not only physical, it's mental, and you have to follow through with it. Now, don't do it for 3 months, don't do it for 6 months and complain you're not seeing the results. Do it and make it a part of your everyday life, and you will learn that all these exercises and even the practice that we talk about and the forgiveness and everything else, you'll learn that is making your life easier. You're not allowing the stress ball to build up.
Yes, and if you're the person who says, I do yoga every day, even if it's a start for 3 minutes or so, you are with the team that does yoga every day. You're with those vibrations and essences and energies, and that's you tapping into what yoga has been about for literally hundreds upon hundreds of years. I'm just looking at the computer here. We have an email from Ben, and Ben is it Ben? Yes. Ben is saying, we all need forgiveness, not only for ourselves, but for other people as well. Life is so short compared to eternity. You folks are right on. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Ben. And I agree with you 100%. Yes, you have to forgive.
Yes. Okay. We have an email from Mike. Mike says, hello, listening from Toronto, just shouting out to say hi. Love your discussion today. Interesting. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. We get that all the time. People think what we're talking about is interesting.
We're talking about life and how to, the main focus, even though we're talking about forgiveness, which seems to maybe take on a negative entity of its own, we really are helping you to let go so that you can be your best self and you can have positive thought processes. We want you to think positively. So in all that you're doing here, even in forgiveness, you can say, I'm forgiving, therefore I'm going to be a happy camper. I'm going to be awesome in my life because I've let go of excess emotion. I don't need it. I believe that we are a world that is so hardwired to be emotional first. and in so many of our life circumstances, and we've got to get that logic to the forefront. We've got to get that greater wisdom to the forefront so we're centered and grounded when life happens to throw a little something at us here and there.
The idea is we're camouflaged. We're deeply camouflaged. We're covered up by a lot of what society is teaching us. So our journey, our path is sort of trying to figure out to shrug that extra weight off your back and move forward towards what I feel will be a much, much happier, better, easier life.
Yeah, and some folks have a little more of a difficult time relating to forgiveness because they're, you know, they may be thinking because they're upset, I don't need to forgive. I don't want to forgive that person. I just want to move on. So you may want to rename what forgiveness is to you, and you can say just letting go of the emotions and releasing so that I have that freedom. And it's your power to gain, regardless of what you want to call this. We're calling it forgiveness for today, but sort that through.
Label it as you wish.
Yeah, so that it feels right for you, but let go of the emotion.
And folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show with Barrington and Mary right here on Reality Radio 101. To get on board, it's simple, it's easy. In the local Toronto GTA area, you could call us at 905-725-1907 or anywhere in North America. We will pay for the call. And that telephone number is 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, a special number just for you, 1-866-656-5477. Or the simplest way, if you want, you're right next to a computer or a phone, you can email us right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. There you go, folks.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. All right. Now we're going to talk about not giving up on your dreams and your goals.
Hold on. Hang in there. Don't give up.
That's right. We have to be determined and consistent, as Barrington says, to make sure that we set our goals, detail your goals, write them down, write all about them, tell you the people in your life that are really there to support you as you achieve each step of the way. So, Barrington, I know that you have said that if we begin to give up on our goals, or we do, we've actually set it up for ourselves to do it again and again, because if you can do it once, you can do it twice and third time and the fourth time.
Almost like that person you just mentioned who's always sorry for doing what they did. Just keep being sorry, right?
Yeah, maybe their goal is just to get away with what they're doing. So they're actually succeeding.
Success.
Not for everybody.
Success
but.
Is a weird thing because, you know, whatever goal you set for yourself or goals, if you reach them, you've succeeded. That's your success. So we're going to talk about not letting go of your dream. Hold on to it no matter what. You see, you have to be consistent. You see it, it will actualize. It will show up for you. But you can't quit, you can't stop, you can't, you know, derail. You must live your dream. Because the minute you slow down, this is answering your question, the minute you give up, you are allowing yourself to take a step down. And the next time you challenge yourself, it'll be easier to step down. And the next time you challenge yourself, it'll be easier to step down. Inevitably or eventually, you get to a point where you just don't even want to try anymore. Because okay. You've depleted your effort by quitting. Set your goal and go towards it no matter what. Be consistent until you get there. If you quit, you're letting yourself down. That's the beginning of the failure.
And to remember that as you are setting forth to attain something, you are creating neurons in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And when you take your thoughts and you train them to be more positive and to be filled with proper resources, accurate information, wisdom, you're building up that neuron activity until it becomes a powerhouse. So if you're off and on and off and on, you're getting little teeny tiny neuron activities, resources that are so small and minute that other neurons come in and they just ride right over top of what you are planning for your future. So you want to be able to write your ideas down and have daily rituals or times where you sit quietly or with others and talk about what you want to make happen, because as you talk, as you think, you are actually producing so much incredible, beautiful, excellent neuron activity, and that becomes your life stream. So you want to be, you know, making sure that you're taking care of that. And also by focusing, you're tapping into the melatonin that is available through chemical reactions, hormone reactions in your body. And that's the feel-good feeling. So you're producing more of that, which is why you're excited about your goals and you want to achieve them. So as you're determined to make sure they happen and you don't give up, there are certain things that you can do, like eating well, being hydrated, getting your sleep, exercising your body, because this all connects to your goal so that you're healthy and happy as you're following the rainbow until you get to the pot of gold at the end.
Which is your self-consciousness, which is just knowing more about you, which is ultimately the love, the feel good for yourself. That's your goal. You know, you're going to get there and feel wonderful.
Yes, and as you're raising your vibration through your own awakening process to be your best self, you're also enabling yourself to tap in to that inner wisdom, that inner drive that is rooted within you, and you're able to access and utilize, actualize that energy. All right, so we have an email here from Eric. Hi, these topics are literally lifesavers. If people lived by your advice, this world would be so right in everything. Thanks for putting it out there.
Thanks, Eric. That's the intent. We're not trying to tell you to live by this advice. We're just showing you an option that you don't have to walk around head down and feel that you've let yourself down or derailed your dream. Hold up your head, you know, find out what your desires or your compassion or what is it that you love and go for it. Go for it. You know, I have three teenage boys, actually two. One's not a teenager anymore. And we talk all the time, and something we say to them, I say to them a lot, is you're too young to make that decision. You know, you're too young at 18 years old to decide what you want to do for the rest of your life. And this is when you get out of high school. So my advice to them would always be, just hang out for a little bit, grow up a little bit more, and then make that decision to do what you want to do for the rest of your life. Now, what does this mean with what we're saying? Is that when you were younger, you made some decision that's put you in a place where you are right now, and you might not be happy with it, and you may think that you can't change that. However, if what you feel that you wanted to do when you're a little kid, you're not doing it, it's your obligation to yourself to get out there and challenge it. Go on out there and try it. I'm not saying run away from your homes or quit your jobs. No, that's not what I'm saying. Is that you're going to be happiest living your dream. And whatever you'd set out to do when you're younger, make sure you're doing it now, because you are living your dream, living the dream that you set for yourself.
Yes, and thank you, Eric, for the email, because it brings me to think about Barrington's book called Awaken Ascension Guide, Aligned to Your True Purpose. And in Barrington's book, he talks about us coming together worldwide to have a better world through unification, through peacefulness and kindness and fairness, and being able to communicate as multicultural people. And, you know, the one love, the one family, and being part of all of this. So we welcome everyone to the show and to come together worldwide as we attend to what is necessary to improve our future and for everyone to really be able to be their best self. So thank you, Barrington. We have an email from Hannah. My high school mantra for graduation way back in 1976, in 1976 was, hold fast your dreams. I will never forget those words preached to us back then. Go for it. Thanks, Hannah. And I wasn't sure if we were being age sensitive there, so I didn't want to say way back. I wanted to say way back.
Okay. So thank you for that. And that's sort of what we're putting out there for people. To live your dream, stay with it. Don't give up on them. If you do give up on your dream, you're starting to let yourself down. It's easier to give up on the second one and the third one and the fourth one and so on and so on. I know I've said that earlier before, but it's important that you keep your dream, your goals in front of you. Keep them on your mind. Draw a picture of it. Label it. Tell everybody about it. And everything that's around you will move towards that reality.
And if it doesn't, for some reason, such as a person or people or establishment, environment, whatever that be, you don't have to let go of your dreams. You simply let go of the people that may not be supporting your dreams. You let go of whatever is in your way there so that you can continue on. So never let go of your dream, no matter what. You may want to let go of other things that are maybe blocking your dream from happening or making you feel like they are, because no one really can get in your way. It's only you that can get in your way. That's a Barrington teaching.
Most often it's just us who stand in our own way. You know, we give up because we don't think we can. We don't believe we can accomplish it. We just stop doing it. Okay, now another thing I want to mention is that you will always have to challenge yourself to do something new. Okay, don't accept that great job in your 20s and just sit there until you pass away. I've read somewhere that most people die in their 20s and they wait until their 60s to be buried. So you always want to challenge that brain. Keep it running. It's a great machine. Keep it running. You know, learn to play an instrument. Learn a new language. Go salsa dance. Go learn something. Stimulate that mind. Keep you fresh in ideas and in thought. And it'll allow you to stay focused on what's most important, protecting your body.
Yes, and thank you. We can put these two topics today together. So ask yourself, as you are attaining your dreams, your goals in your life, is some of what's in your way the fact that perhaps you haven't been able to forgive someone for something they have done as you are trying to live your dream through? And, you know, that's the other reason why you want to be able to forgive and to let go and to really lift yourself up onto new ground so that you can realize that your dream's still there and carry through. And if you have to make some adjustments so that you can achieve your goals or your dreams, that's okay. But you take a look in and just see, like, is someone in my way because you didn't choose to forgive or you just didn't know how to do it?
It's something you have to practice, and it's something you have to learn. I was just looking at an email from Joe from Santa Fe, New Mexico. He says, amazing.
I just wanted to say amazing.
Glad you're out there and you're able to relate to what we're saying. You're tapping in. And I hope one day you'll pass this word or message on to others so more people could come in and feel good. Remember, this is our show. You're a part of it. Without you, we couldn't do what we're doing. Think about it. So it's your show as well. And thank you, Joe, for that beautiful email.
And if you are so very, very important, which we know you are, and you are unique and beautiful and handsome and ready to have that positive, wonderful life that you seek. And if you're already there, awesome. If all of this is a fact for us and a fact for you, then how could you possibly ever want to carry around that extra weight of emotion and upset and concern and fear? You know, I'm going to bring fear into it just for a second here. So you're all that and more.
But
and
fear is the enabler, and most people don't understand that. Fear is just a figment of their own imagination. But it enables us from doing what we want to do.
I believe fear comes from being concerned that you're going to lose love. When you tear it all down to the very, very roots, what you're really afraid of is the love that you may think you're losing. But we all love you because we've all come from the one source, and
one
that is
source.
One love. So that's not true either. So as far as the illusion of fear and losing love. Okay, we have an email here from David. Hello, Barrington Show. Very interesting. Is this some sort of a new religion, something spiritual? I am not sure how to take it, but I love it. Here's to a great 2020 in your endeavors. David from Miami, Florida.
Thank you, David. No, 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 no. This is not a new religion.
But it is a spirituality.
It is a spirituality.
It's a path of enlightenment.
Path of enlightenment. wake up, realize, see what we are. We don't, this is not religious. I think, I have my own opinion in religion. I can't really say that on the radio. Or at least I'm not ready to say that today.
Do you believe something created us?
We are our own creators. I believe that. We created ourselves. So is this a religion? No. Is there a source out there that we're responsible for? Well, we've come from a place, and I said it last week, if you take that ice cube and you throw it in the ocean, it will melt and blend into the ocean, but it's still there. You know, that's our entity.
Do you believe that we came from all from one beginning, one source, one something?
One source. We've all come from that same root, whatever it is. And you could call it anything you want, but something is responsible for us being here.
Yes.
I think we're a part of it.
And do you believe that?
It is us.
And do you believe that that also connects to the elements of nature?
To everything.
To everything. Everything that is around us.
Yes. Our lives, I believe, is just the same as all the other animal that walks the planet. You know, we're not any more superior to the lion. You know, we wish we could be him, but we're not. We're just an entity, just a life, just a breath. And all that there is the breath.
Do give us your mango comment.
The mango comment? Like the one mango tree in the forest will never say to the other mango tree that my mangoes are better than yours. Never happen. You know, another comment about the mango, since you want to talk about that. The fruit that the tree produces, it's actually not for the tree. It's for everybody else, right? So whatever it is that you have to offer, the mangoes on the tree belongs to everyone else, not the tree. The tree's job was to deliver them. So it did.
Yes.
Same thing happens with somebody giving you wisdom and intelligence.
Well, yes, because as we become aware of that inwardly and we love ourselves completely and we're seeking that pure consciousness, that greater awareness, we're able to share that with others. Because as you say, Barrington, you cannot give what you are not aware of.
No, you can't give away something you don't have.
Yeah,
you know,
you're not
you can't
aware
give
of.
Away something that you're not aware of. Or like I said earlier before, you're not going to be able to give me a dollar out of 50 cents. It won't work, you know.
So is the spirituality that you're connecting into your path to involve us all and unite us all to be fair and to be friendly and kind to one another, what you speak of as being the one family, the one love. Is that your spirituality? Is that how
my
you perceive this to be?
Yeah, we're all the same. We've come from the same source. You know, like we've cut from the same tablecloth. You've heard that before. We're all connected to each other some way. You know, I don't believe I know there isn't a more advanced person. I know there isn't more lesser person. We're all the same. It all depends on what you've been practicing for the last 20, 30 years. You're a way better basketball player than me because you play and I don't. So doesn't make you better. It makes you a better player. But
okay.
The entity that makes you is all equal right across the board.
So internally we are interconnected.
We're interconnected.
Yeah, because we've come from the same one source by the same method. Again, this is in Barrington's Awaken Ascension Guide. Aligned to your true purpose, and you can receive this book or purchase this book at Amazon.ca and Amazon.com. And the book is Barrington Channeling by Mary.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't finish off the question. I know I answered you by saying, no, this is not a new religion, and I don't think there could be a new religion. There's enough of them already, you know. So, no, this is not. But we do talk of spirituality, and we give you the freedom to do your own thinking. The difference between what I'm talking about and what other religions may say,
what they may say or provide,
the difference is if you do the meditation and do the walk, you will see the result as opposed to holding on to hope. And just it's real because you believe it. Go ahead and challenge this. No other source out there can tell you they can prove what they're talking about.
Okay, so we weren't going to get into that too deeply there because I know that there's a lot to say there and you're brushing the surface of a really deep conversation because any establishment that is accurate, that is truthful, that embraces everybody is treated fairly, that is kind and good and real, that isn't covered in camouflage.
If we were doing a 5-hour show, I would ask you to define what is real. because there it's a lot. It's relative.
One has to do the research and make sure that if you're getting involved with anything, that there is truth behind what is being represented. There is accuracy, and everyone is treated fairly.
But the common go-to response is, if you were to ask that person, "Is this true?" they will say, "Believe it," and it becomes true. You know, you have to believe it, and it becomes true. Well, you don't have to believe this. We're saying, take this journey, take this walk, prepare yourself, get on this path, and do your meditation, and eat right, and do this. You will see the result.
And our focus is always to take you inwardly. It is for you to concentrate in your life about you and what causes you to have a better lifestyle, to have a healthier, happier lifestyle. And this will emanate from you regardless of what anyone else says or does, because it's innate, it's naturally, innately within you, and where your thoughts go, energy goes. So what you are, what you think, you create what you think. So we have an email here from Joyce. Barrington, would you like to read the email?
Yeah, Joyce says, "Happy New Year. Your advice is so uplifting. Thank you for your thoughts. I'm going to try yoga." Well, good for you. Good for you. That's where you start, Joyce. And just stay with it until you can feel the benefit of it. And it's not going to happen in 3 weeks. It's not going to happen in 6 months. Just, you will start to feel the physical benefits of it right away. But as soon as it sets into your lifestyle, you become awesome at it. You're now a yogi, and it's now the way to live, and you're a step closer towards that journey.
Yes, and yoga is a wonderful meditative practice, and meditation is lovely too, so you can combine them if you're not already meditating, Joyce, to sit quietly and focus on your breath and allow your tummy and your rib cage to expand as you're breathing in and the releasing, focusing on your breath and your goodwill and how you want to be thinking positive in your life and happy thoughts flowing through, releasing any negative, tired energies from your body, any soreness and stiffness, and breathe. And, you know, you may want to have some meditation before you go to yoga class, or go a little bit earlier and sit on the mat quietly and have a couple minutes to just reflect inwardly. Hi, do you want to read the email, Barrington?
This is Alice. She's not saying where she's from.
Okay. And let us know where you're from if you want to.
Please let us know where you're from. He says, "I'm going to change my life. I love your advice. I needed to pick me up. This show did it. Bless you." Well, thank you for that. I feel good. This is our intent. We want to pass out there feel good. And, you know, just get up. And you're a human being. And, you know, we are here just to experience this wonderful love. This advice is for you and for everybody else. Stand up, celebrate it, and just live the best life. There's no need ever to walk around with your head hanging low. No way. No way. As long as you're able to stand up and walk around, you're doing the happy dance.
And if you are limited, then you can focus inwardly in the ways that you can give to yourself. And you may vision or imagine that we're all together and we're with you. And Alice, we're with you in our hearts and our souls, and we carry ourselves through to those very beautiful core identity cell memory energies, generations upon generations of coming together. And, you know, we're here for this purpose. We're here for this reason. So thank you so much for the email.
So again, thank you for all the emails, and I love that you guys are loving the show. Thank you for this love and support. Again, we're talking about today, we talked about forgiveness, and also hold on and follow your dream and never giving up. And this is what we just want to talk about. Our show is coming down to an end soon, and we're going to go through a little more things, but I just want to brush you up on what we're talking about, and it's to always live your dream. Never give up. Stay consistent in what you do.
And you may have to change some of the factors
that
are involved.
You may have to do some adjustment. Yep. But you remember, in life, you can't hover. You're either going to grow up or you're going to go down. So you're going to have to put in that effort to constantly go to change. Don't sit and hover, because that's how we gather rust.
We're going to get rusty. Uh oh. Okay. I don't want to get rusty.
Nobody wants a rusty behind.
No, no. Okay.
Rusty anything.
Yeah, this email is from Helga. Hello. A question for Barrington. When you wrote your book, did you have to do any research, or was the information from your personal experience and from the heart? Just curious. Thank you.
All the above. My journey began many, many, many years ago, and it's a life experience. A fortunate thing for me is I remember a lot of things. So the part that you're talking about, personal experiences, absolutely. But I knew at a very young age back home that I had more to say than I was saying, you know, and certain things that seemed obvious to me was not, that didn't seem obvious to a lot of people. So as I listened, and I didn't say much about it over the years, but like I mentioned in one of the shows before, you know, I was able to see a grandfather of mine 4 years after he passed away. So how do you explain that? And, you know, I fell asleep one night coming home, driving on the 401 at the highway in Canada here, and I heard my mother's voice called me and wake me up. And how do you explain that? So these incidents have been happening in my life all from as far back as I can remember. That's what brought me to meditation. And when I got there and realized there was more to life than I knew, I opened that door and realized, oh my Lord, I didn't know anything. I started meditating. In doing that, so the information that's in the book was channeled, as well as it was just my personal experience.
Okay, and for anyone listening that's just tuning in, Barrington's book named Awaken Ascension Guide, Aligned to Your True Purpose by Barrington, Channeling by Mary, is available at Amazon.ca and Amazon.com. We're also working with chapters to get the book into chapters, and that should be available soon. I know it's in the Peterborough store, so we'll get some information out to you about that.
And Nancy has written in. She's from Chicago, Illinois. Great show, fantastic advice. You said that already. You live in Chicago. Thank you, Nancy. That was awesome. And thank you for responding and giving us your input. And
yep,
stay
and
with
support,
us.
Your support, because it really matters to us, because it lets us know that we're moving in the right direction here and we're giving you information that is valuable to you and to others. So thank you so much for the email. Joyce, hi. Just wondering, does Barrington do any live shows like seminars, etc.? I was just thinking that he should go on some type of small book tour to promote his writings. Just curious. We actually are working on a lot of different different events, shows, book signing. And we also have the Awaken Center in Scarborough, Ontario, Canada. And we will be having events there, meditation classes. We're going to be talking about the book in detail and helping everyone to walk through the different lessons and pieces of wisdom and insights that Barrington has to offer to us. We'll also be doing some YouTube channels, so that's going to be awesome for us to go live in this way. So we'll be posting on our website, which is www.barringtonawaken.com, and scheduled events, anything that's new, upcoming, we'll keep you updated on the website and also on the Instagram, which is at Barrington Awaken. Is there a .com? I lost it there for a sec. No, Barrington Awaken. Yeah. Okay.
Instagram, Barrington
Awaken.
Yeah,
just checking.
Yeah,
in
so
there
yeah,
with myself.
Joyce, we are doing all that you've talked about. Thank you again. And it's out there. It's baby steps. I want to go through this very slowly. I don't want to rush and miss anything. So, yes, there's going to be the YouTube and there's going to be the Instagram and the book sign in. All these things are happening. But I'm doing a full time job taking care of three children on my own right now. So baby steps. But yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, baby steps that really for many are big, massive steps.
But I'm up. I work 24/7. I'm up at 2 o'clock in the morning. We're doing notes and we're talking about the shows.
Chilling and all
I'm
kinds
up
of
at
things.
7 o'clock trying to make breakfast. It's hard. But I'm doing it. I'm consistent with what I'm doing. I will never stop doing that because I have to realize my dream.
Yes, and from the very beginning when I first met Barrington and he chatted with me about what he wants to share and give, and there's been books inside of him and teachings and wonderful things to share with other people. And he's so rooted in tradition and even like in the moving forward, all of what we're looking at on so many different levels, from a physical level to a metaphysical level, and being able to show us and talk to us about meditation, about, you know, going for your walks in nature, just moving your body and having some fun, doing what you want to do. Don't forget you while you're here on your earth walk, living on the planet.
Living your
planet.
Don't
forget you, because he's saying, you know, what about you? What about
this
us?
This is your moment to shine.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've heard the show. Thank you. You're listening to Barrington and Mary on The Barrington Show. I can hear the music popping up in the background. I want to thank you, all of you, for listening. And join us again next week, same time, on the air, 3 o'clock, with Barrington and Mary.
Yes, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'd also like to say thank you so much for listening. Take care, everyone. We love you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your hosts, Barrington and Mary, right here on Reality Radio 101.